morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we talk with you about those subjects, and we do that via the telephone. And you can use that telephone in your hand or your home to give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Or if you happen to be outside the local immediate Baltimore dialing area where we're located, you can call us on the toll-free line, which is 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is our email address if you would care to reach out. If you're listening on your computer, care to reach out by your computer. And maybe we ought to do that again today. Maybe we ought to try and ask the folks where they're listening from online, either on ellisoutdoors.com or on wcbm.com. And you know the computer is a wonderful tool. It is used by me daily to communicate with others, of course, and we use our computers for a lot of different things. So if you're listening via computer, it would be nice to hear from you on email, Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. And I'm particularly interested in folks who are listening outside of Maryland, perhaps, or maybe inside of Maryland, but not on a local, not picking up the station on their radio, maybe just listening on their computer. Maybe you're out in Prince George's County, or maybe you're in Western Maryland, or maybe you are, over on the Eastern Shore somewhere, Delaware, anywhere out of the immediate dialing area. If you're listening on your computer, drop us an email, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Now, we don't do anything with your email addresses. We don't, we just say, hey, thanks for, checking in. And, if you want a response, you're certainly deserving of one. But we're going to be, we're going to be asking you to hit us with the email from time to time for various and sundry things that we've got going on. So, that being said, what's on your mind? 410-922-6680. Well, let's start off and then leave quickly in the rearview mirror Vice President Joe Biden, who said the other day he had disparaged gun rights advocates. Now, do you know what a gun rights advocate is? Yeah, that's you and me who own firearms and who want to keep them. We're gun rights advocates. Yes, if you belong to the NRA or any other pro-gun organization, or perhaps have a hunting license, you're a gun rights advocate. Just because, I feel like I want to keep my gun that I purchased legally or that was handed down through my family. Yeah. So you, our valued listeners, are gun rights advocates. So Vice President Joe Biden had something to say about you. John Walsh, you know who he is, America's Most Wanted, former host of America's Most Wanted, that guy. Apparently he has a show on the highly rated and overwrought CNN. He has a show called, I forget what it's called, The Hunt, I guess. He bonded with Joe Biden over the need for more gun control and both of their distaste. Yes, John Walden, America's Most Wanted, and Joe Biden are big buddies on wanting more gun control. I knew there was something about that guy I didn't like. Show was great when it was on. But John Walsh, take him or leave him. So Mr. Walsh said, this is John Walsh speaking, I said to Joe Biden, 90% of Americans are for responsible background check for a gun, And you know what Congress has done? Not voted on it, not brought it to the floor, not introduced a bill. He recalled to reporters during an event for his upcoming program, a crime show called The Hunt. Mr. Walsh speaking again. I said they're all scared blankless of the NRA, aren't they? And you can fill in the blank. They're all scared blankless of the NRA, aren't they? The vice president replied, John, every one of them, according to John Walsh, this is what Joe Biden said to him, because the NRA will run a teabagger against you. They put $5 million against you. Now, many of you in this listening audience are computer literate. If you Google the term teabagger and look for the lowest common meaning of the word, that's what Joe Biden meant. It's a crude term. And when you hear someone in this administration using the word teabagger, they're not being complimentary, and they're not talking about the Tea Party, so to speak. You know what T-E-A, began as? Taxed enough already. Taxed enough already. And people began to send tea bags to their members of Congress and so forth, and protesting higher and higher and more invasive taxes. The NRA will run a teabagger against you. They'll put $5 million against you. Now, Mr. Walsh made it clear that he is a gun owner, but said the United States to do more to address gun violence and characterized himself as the biggest advocate for background checks out of any gun owner in America. Well, last I checked, when you legally purchase a firearm, you must endure a background check. Every gun I've ever purchased from a legitimate dealer, and there have been a fair amount, I've had to fill out a 4473, yellow sheet of paper, name, address, phone number, citizenship, answer a bunch of questions. That gets called into the National Instant Check System called NICS. We have to do a NICS check on you, a call to the FBI or some representative. They run their background check, and they get back to you whether you are approved or not approved or on hold for some reason for, you know, checking further background. So these guys that are talking about universal background checks, they need to understand the system just a tad bit more. Moving right along. By the way, Brenda Davis will be here in our second hour. Brenda is the Blue Crab Program Manager for Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. There are some new things coming out on the blue crab, a Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Advisory Report that came out June 30th. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about the state of the crabs here in 2014. And we welcome your calls during Brenda's visit in the next hour. However, we also welcome your calls now. 410 WCBM 680 on anything you'd like to talk about. Fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Here's something from Pittsburgh. Maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't. KDKA is a local television station there. This happened on the 9th, a couple days ago. When an East Huntington Township woman showed up for work on Tuesday, she was greeted by an angry deer foaming at the mouth. Now, Rachel McGow, 30 years old, said she arrived at the Sherwin-Williams store in the Countryside Shopping Center about 7 a.m. on Tuesday. She went to unlock the door of the business and saw a deer standing nearby in front of the liquor store. Quote, I was coming around the corner and there was a deer standing outside the liquor store. I think that's what the story just said. Let me check. She went to unlock the door of the business and saw a deer standing nearby in front of the liquor store. Quote, I was coming around the corner and there was a deer standing outside the liquor store. Yep. Just wanted to verify. I thought that was pretty funny, so I took a picture of it, and then it started charging at me. Deer liquor store charging. 7 o'clock in the morning. This isn't going the way you think it's going. She had a couple of bags with her, and she used one of the straps to fight off the deer. McGough, or McGow, M-O-M-C-G-O-U-G-H, we'll just call her McGow, says two men at a nearby McDonald's were able to come to the rescue and tackle the deer. Luckily, the guys were there just in time to get the deer off of me, McGow said. Miguel said there was something definitely wrong with the deer, and it was freaking out with green foam coming out of its mouth. Have you ever seen a horse with green foam coming out of its mouth? You ever seen that, Brian? Never seen that? Yeah. Yeah. They slobber and they eat grass. And I'll tell you the worst case I ever saw of a horse with green slobber. Trying to wake the folks up this morning. Eddie Zorn was a horseback rider. He came to our dairy bar. When I say ours, it was owned by my father-in-law back in Pennsylvania. He rode his horse up the highway and stopped for an ice cream cone. And he always asked for an extra large vanilla cone. Extra large. And the more ice cream you could, soft ice cream you could put on that, the better off you were. So we'd make him an extra large vanilla ice cream cone. He'd take a lick, give the horse a lick. He'd take a lick, give the horse a lick. You talk about something that looked like green foam. And then that horse would go over and eat grass and come back over. And you get the picture. Rachel said the deer had a scab on its head, and her first thought, oh, my God, this deer's going to kill me. The doe died at the scene. And the Pennsylvania Game Commission was called out to take the carcass. The Game Commission performed an autopsy on the animal. Actually, they performed a necropsy. But, hey, what does the writer know? Rachel said the next time she runs into a deer, she won't bother trying to take a picture of it. That must have really ticked it off that I took its picture. My morning could have been a lot worse. I would have been in the hospital, she said. It has been determined that the deer had rabies. Just as a precaution, if I'm attacked by a deer, me or the two guys from McDonald's, then I'd be getting the shots. Very expensive process. Very painful from what I understand. It's a lot of money to get those shots, and you got to get one today, and then you got to go back and get a couple more, and then you got to go back and get another one. I mean, it's a series of five or six shots. I can't remember what it is anymore, but had a friend I worked with had to go through that. But, yeah, rabid deer. Now, how do you think a deer got rabies? Any thoughts? I think I know, but that's me. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What am I doing, Brian? Oh, yes, I'm doing that. Man, I had some good corn on the cob the other day, last Sunday, the 6th of July. Had some crabs, too. Had some crabs from Captain Bob's in Manchester. A friend of mine, Joe Eccleston, runs that shop. Good, good crabs, big crabs. And Donna's sister-in-law cooked some corn for us to go with the crabs. Not with the crabs. The crabs were already done. But she used something different that I've never eaten on corn. It was right good. Chili powder and cumin as a seasoning. Now, I've had crab seasoning on corn, and it's very good. But cumin and chili powder. On corn, Brian. What do you think? Pretty good stuff. Anyway, summer's time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips and all that good stuff. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Nothing like a fresh tomato sandwich. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with their corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Hot corn, crab spice. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready. There's squash and zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, red beets, and more. Mouthwatering cantaloupes and sweet, sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm is located off I-97, exit 12, that's New Cut Road, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Phone number 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day. Maybe you want to get some corn for a big old feast. Maybe your church wants to have a picnic. They've got plenty of it. Buy the wagon load if you need it. Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. 8810 Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Visit them. It will grow on you. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like
we
got
us a convoy. Friends on the road today.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
All right, we don't have time for that whole song, but just remember those truckers are out there. Man, I was coming up Liberty Road, or I was coming up Beltway yesterday towards Liberty Road, and some guy jammed me up coming out of the side road there off 70, and a truck driver right beside me, and I'm squeezed. I mean, I'm squeezed. I had to hit the brakes and back off. And we didn't go half a mile, and that truck driver blew a tire. I mean, karma, you know, kind of. man, you talk about scary bunch of people running around on the beltway, swerving around all over the place to avoid getting smacked by one of those big old tire slabs on from the retread. Yeah, that was it was smoke and rubber and brake lights. And generally, an interesting time. Yeah. So, yeah, just be careful out there. Also, be careful out there too. Just got a email from one of my animal damage control pals that he's got a picture of a bat that he took out of a house. He's holding it in a leather glove. Said this one tested positive for rabies a couple of weeks back, way down on the lower eastern shore. Let's be careful out there. I tend to agree with him. Got emails from folks listening from Ellicott City, lower eastern shore, Terre Haute, West Virginia. Thanks for helping us out and letting us know where you're listening from. Even got one from my buddy Arnold, who is listening on the iPhone on the WCBM app. So there you go, WCBM app on your iPhone and or your smartphone. You can download that, I think, free. I don't know much about the app. Is that right, Brian? You just download it? Okay, good. WCBM.com is where you can listen there. You can always listen. The podcasts are up to date through last week. Thank God, finally. One of the technicians here was in Brazil. World Cupping. So now they're up. But keep the emails coming in. We like to hear where you're listening from. We know it's all across the country. And Terre Haute, West Virginia, that was pretty nice to see that. So where do we go now? Oh, all right. Maryland Fishing Challenge. I'd like to keep you up a little bit to date on that. Not a lot of entrants on a lot of species. The biggest bunch of the 1,019 entrants this week is still striped bass over 40 inches, and that's 728. So fully, 70% of the Maryland Fishing Challenge is striped bass, 54 white perch, 27 rainbow trout, 21 largemouth bass, 17 crappie or crappie, however you say that, spotted sea trout. 16. Red drum, 16. Chain pickerel, 13. White marlin, 12. Channel catfish, 10. Bullhead catfish, 9. Smallmouth bass, 8. Summer flounder, 7. Yellow perch, 6. Everything else is 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Every other species. But we do have wahoo. We have a pending new wahoo record. And we have a pending new cobia record. Something like 75 pound coming up. Those haven't been verified, but we did hear about them. The wahoo, of course, is a big offshore fish. Well over 100 pounds. I'm not sure which. Let's see what Wesley in Westminster has to say. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I heard about a survival camp or seminar that's going to be going on. I think it was going to be in October.
Okay.
And maybe up in northern, like Poverty Grace area.
Okay.
Something like that.
I don't know. I mean,
wondered if you had any information about it.
No, I haven't. I mean, is it one of those like naked and afraid things?
No, I don't think so. It sounded more like geared towards kids. You know, how to, start fires, how to.
Oh, good grief. Don't teach your kids how to start fires. That would be awful. No, I'm just kidding with you. I'll certainly look and see what I can find, maybe during one of the breaks.
Survival
camp in Maryland, huh?
I think so.
Okay. We'll see what we can find. But no, I hadn't heard about it till just this moment, so we'll look for it.
All right. Well, I figured if anybody would know, you would. So that's why I thought I'd give you a call.
You give me way too much credit. But I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're a good citizen. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. There you go. Survival camp. All right. There's a soccer survival camp. I don't know. There is a camp. There is a camp coming up for Way of Life Outdoors. We wrote about in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Okay. I may have to look during the break on that. We'll let that one go for now. Next caller, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anyway, I was talking about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and the overwhelming majority of the entrants are striped bass over 40 inches. Of course, that comes during the trophy season. 39 species, 39 entries come from the Atlantic. 103 were catch and release entries. The Chesapeake has 782, 728 of those are striped bass. The freshwater component is 88 fish and 7 entrants on the invasive species awards. You see, they're trying to draw attention to the invasive species by adding them to the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And we talked about it here on the air. What that means is if you get a blue catfish or a flathead catfish or a northern snakehead, turn it in. You could get an invitation to the Fishing Challenge Grand Finale. You could win a grand prize boat, motor, and trailer. I am looking for flathead catfish. I see 3. I am looking for blue catfish. I see 3. And I do not see number 7. I don't know what that would be. I don't see a snakehead here, but they tell me there are 7 entrants there in the invasive species category. That's not nearly enough. What happens is the blue catfish guys will catch these blue catfish in a tournament will release them at the end of the day because they want to continue to have catfish tournaments. The same way with the flathead catfish. They want to release them at the end of the day so that they can go back and do further damage, as they swim in our river systems. We do think that Brenda Davis is going to talk to us a little bit about the blue catfish in the Potomac being one of the top-tier predators on blue crabs. We'll see what she has to say about that. It's possible. I also was on the Eastern Shore yesterday, and I've been hearing about snakeheads on the Eastern Shore. Have you seen any? Have you heard of any in the tidal rivers of the Eastern Shore or ponds on the Eastern Shore? We'd like to hear that report. So to wrap up the invasive species award component of the Maryland Fishing Challenge, the invasive species award component recognizes anglers, fishermen, for reporting their harvest of certain eligible invasive fish species. Invasive describes a species that, when introduced into an ecosystem, aggressively establishes itself and has the potential to negatively affect native plants, animals, or habitat. There are 3 native fish species which naturally reproduce in Maryland or migrate into Maryland waters, and I mentioned the blue catfish, northern snakehead, and flathead catfish. These are species eligible for that invasive species award, and there are 3 ways to enter. The angler award, if the fish meets minimum award size and eligibility, a state record. If a fish exceeds the existing state record weight, they're eligible, and the angler's log. Fish harvested at any size are eligible. Multiple entries are allowed, but each fish can only be entered once. 2 prizes will be awarded for this component via random drawing at the annual Maryland Fishing Challenge finale. And it's also worth noting to mention, as a participant in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, if you're one of those folks that have maybe 1 or 2 or 3 entrants in your category, like the bluegill, for example, only has 3 entrants. It takes a pretty big bluegill to get in the award. But that guy that catches a rock bass, and there's only 2 of those, or a kingfish offshore, you know, you're fishing Ocean City and you catch a little kingfish and it's big enough to enter. you could win that boat, motor, and trailer just as well as anybody catching a striped bass, largemouth bass, a white perch, or anything else that has more entrants. So, you know, if you're one of the people that entered a brook trout, for example, or a sea bass or a gar, yep, you could win. No question about it. Anybody gets that together. I want to thank Joe Evans and Paul Genovese for getting this together for us to talk about the invasive species and the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Bring you up to date on the numbers. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Continue to send us the emails, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you happen to be listening on the radio, if you're out of state especially, or if you're listening on the computer, you know, this is just for my general information. We're not tracking any of this or putting any of this statistical data into a database or anything like that. Oh, good news. The Maryland Hunting Coalition, we have now 4 board members, pending 5. And we are moving forward very rapidly with that. I signed the papers on Monday to establish the corporation. We filled out our corporate charter, signed all the paperwork, submitted that to the federal government, and we are in the process of awaiting not only our federal ID number, but also input back from the state of Maryland recognizing the corporation. Once the state of Maryland recognizes the corporation, and that should have been done by yesterday, but because we spent the extra money to expedite it, in case anybody in that office is listening, we spent extra money to expedite that process, then we file for our tax-free status, 501c4. That articles of incorporation and the bylaws have been adopted, and that application for that is complete, pending receiving the federal ID number. So that process should all be in route sometime early next week, early to mid next week, and then it takes a couple of weeks to get the ruling by the Internal Revenue Service. So we should be up and running here very, very soon. Have a meeting with the board of directors of the Maryland Fur Trappers tomorrow to talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And we've just been moving forward with this thing slowly but surely, step by step, making sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So we're very happy with the way that's going. Things are happening. Also, I'd like to correct something as well. If you've read in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly about Senate Bill 966, and we talked about it here, we find that the Senate Bill 966, when we read it, it had covered, this is the bill that extends deer season 90 days, January, February, March, in St. Mary's and Charles counties. We had mentioned that it also included Calvert County. The original bill did. It had been amended to exclude Calvert County. We thought Calvert was put back in. It was not. Calvert was excluded from Senate Bill 966. So we have to do that. We have to mention that is incorrect, and we'll correct that in the next issue. But we want to make sure that our readers and anybody that I've talked to here on the air about Senate Bill 966, this horrible, horrible deer hunting bill in Southern Maryland, is not misled by me, especially that Calvert County has been excluded from that bill. So it is St. Mary's and Charles County. So there we are. Let's take a break. Let me tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. No, I was there the other day, talked to Bill. He said fishing's okay, crabbing's okay, getting ready for hunting season. Start talking about archery stuff. So I will. They carry the Parker and Kota bow crossbows. They carry the Parker compound bows. They do custom cut arrows. They have all the accessories. They have a bow technician on hand that I know. And they do very nice work with your bow, get you ready for hunting season, get you all equipped and ready to rock and roll. So, Clyde Sports Shop, they'll take care of all that for you, all the accessories and everything else. You've got a full complement of firearms, muzzleloaders from Thompson Center. You've got Browning firearms, shotguns and rifles and handguns as well, handguns from all major manufacturers for personal and home protection. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, see what they've got for you if you're a fisherman, a hunter, an outdoorsman. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, or their fishing hotline is 410-247-3474, 247-FISH. This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bed liners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish worth $20,000, is swimming in the Chesapeake just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, but even they're worth $500. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag and call the number on the tag, you might just have captured a $20,000 prize. Yes, and if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. We talked about that earlier. Now, you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you, feeling lucky? Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, Zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me, and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, we're back. Okay, let me clarify some stuff. and I agree with my emailer. Bad information may result in somebody not getting the rabies exposure shots in a timely manner. The post-exposure rabies shots are no longer given in the stomach and are no more painful than a flu shot or any other routine vaccination. The post-exposure series in one shot of human immunoglobulin, that's basically somebody else's antibodies until your immune system kicks in, and then 10 or so shots of rabies vaccine in the various extremities. So that would be 11, ballpark. The patient will receive 5 or 6 shots the first day and the remainder a couple of days or so later. The animal damage guy said he had the pre-exposure shots in 1981, and his latest blood titer showed an adequate immunity. He would still require a booster after a known incident where he was bitten or scratched and exposed to a known rabid animal's saliva. Rabies can only be spread by exposure to saliva as through a bite. He's spoken to several people who were receiving the post-exposure series, and they all remarked how painless they are. So, rabies shots, if you're bitten, painless, still expensive from what I understand. But I don't mean worth your life expensive. I mean, you know, just in general, more so than a flu shot you get at the local drugstore. But you've got to have it or you're going to die. That's as simple as I can put it. So, yes, get those if you are exposed to rabies. And I would have recommended that to that woman who would come in contact with a rabid deer. But that's me. Vic, Cockeysville, thanks for waiting. Hello, Vic. Still there? Guess not. Okay, Vic, call back. You're first up. We got a few minutes. You can call and find out what's going on. We're hearing that fishing is good in the upper bay, mid-bay, not so in the lower bay. We heard all the charter captains are up in the mid-bay now, up around the Chesapeake Beach, North Beach area. They've moved all their boats up there because that's where the fish are. Lower bay's not doing so good. Talked to a captain that sails out of Rock Hall yesterday, a morning captain who's fishing this morning, crabbing this morning, fishing tomorrow, or vice versa, I can't remember. But doing really well with the rockfish, chumming and trolling both. Live lining seems to be picking up. I know Bud at Fishbones has live spot in the tank down there. Was telling me this, though. If you're catching spot in a pot and the spot looked to be a little bit beat up, fish won't necessarily bite a beat up spot. You'd think they'd take an injured fish over anything else. What you want to do with those beat up fish is cut them up, chunk them. Put them on the hook in chunks. You can live line the active and happy ones and, you know, catch all the fish you want. But if you've got a damaged fish or a fish that, you know, you've hooked up and it's dead and not doing so well, cut it in chunks. Try the chunks and see if they'll take that. They probably should. Also hearing reports of bluefish, nice bluefish at the mouth of Chop Tank. So we know some of the captains from Chesapeake Beach are heading over there, so that's something to keep in mind if you're out there, mouth of the Chop Tank. Let me know if you catch a nice bluefish. And so fishing seems to be good up and down the bay. Crabbing, spotty here and there, really spotty. And as I mentioned, Brenda Davis, the Blue Crab Program Manager for Maryland Department of Natural Resources, coming up in the next hour. And if you have crab questions, crab management questions, crab population questions, you feel free to ask Brenda. We're going to talk about the new regulation to register your crab pots from your peer, your private peer. And we'll talk about this report, this Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Advisory report that came out the other day. So we'll see what happens when Brenda comes. So that'll be after the news at the second hour. I'm pretty much done. How much time do we have, Brian? 6 minutes of nothing, huh? 6 minutes. What can I do in 6 minutes? I can tell you about Facebook. I can encourage the folks to join us on Facebook. No, it's nothing new. This is The Outdoorsman Radio Show. If you like the show, we have a Facebook page. But the two most active pages are Maryland Loves Crabs and Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Maryland Loves Crabs, by the way, the website's been getting slammed. And that's mdlovescrabs.com, www.mdlovescrabs.com. We actually loaded a new program. Our buddy Barry, the webmaster, loaded a new program, a new flipbook program that's that can allow you to download a page and print it, or email a page, Facebook a page. So if you're an advertiser, your picture's in there, you can send that page to Facebook or send it to a friend of, you know, on email if you want to. But 92 pages, all of them available online. All of the advertisers are there, and then next to the on also on the homepage, we got links to our larger advertisers, including some of the ones that are sponsors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show that handle the magazine. The deliveries are just about done. We're actually restocking some folks in the last 10 days. We got a call the other day from a seafood dealer in Easton that, you know, how many magazines would you like to have? So I gave him that many, and I said, you sure? Yeah, and then they called me and said, we need more. So, but if they're, you know, if you can't find them, call me, let me know where you checked, and see if, and if they're out, well, you know, drop me an email, and I'll take more by ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Keep those emails coming, too, by the way, if you're listening on the computer, if you happen to be listening out of state, love to hear from. We just heard from a fellow from Delaware who fled Maryland for Delaware. He likes the deer hunting. He likes the bass fishing in Delaware, and no doubt had the capability to do that. Because of what I do, I don't know. I guess I could move to somewhere else and still do the radio show, come in here and do the radio show and still call it the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and Maryland Loves Crabs and, you know, that type of thing, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and do all those things and live out of state. But I'm biting the bullet. I'm biting the bullet. It's, you know, it's another expense when you have a business and you pay those fees just like everybody else. But so far, so good. Now let's talk to Bruce at Chesapeake Beach. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Okay, Alan, how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a little while.
No, it's been a while. What's going on?
Well, I was going to tell you a couple of things. This morning there were so many cars and Tylers, it was crazy that everybody's fishing in Chesapeake Beach right now. There's boats all over the place.
Yep, exactly.
But yep. I wanted to ask you, what's the record size, if you know, of a snapping turtle caught in Maryland? I caught one in a pond the other day. I'll bet you he's close to 80 pounds.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I snagged a log or something until I got him up close, and it was like, wow, what is this thing, you know?
Yeah, I hope you kept away from the front end.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually hit him over the head, but he was big enough when he stuck his neck out, you know, he was mad.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
I just wondered, is there a record?
I don't know. 80 pounds is a big one, but you better be careful on the regulations before you before you take that turtle. I'm not sure what.
He had an accident already. It's too late.
Oh, he had an accident. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear the turtle had an accident. You know,
those things happen.
You know, sometimes when you're taking them off the hook, you know, you're fishing and you catch one. Sometimes when you're taking them off the hook, you know, like a tree could fall on them or lightning can strike them.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it was kind of funny because there used to be a lot of ducks in that pond and they kind of disappeared.
That's why. That's why they're top tier.
Of ducks, and there used to be even a few geese around there, and there's nothing in that.
That's a top tier predator. Do you ever shoot a goose with 1 foot?
No, I haven't ever shot one with 1 foot. But
yep, I've shot them with 1 foot or part of a foot missing, and that's the reason. Snapping turtles are nasty critters. Primarily, they lay on the bottom. They open their mouth, and on their tongue, there's a little appendage that wiggles around like a worm and attracts fish. And
you can see it when you cut their head off.
And you've never done that, of course. You just
No. Mm. But I was kind of worried. My kids play around that pond a little bit too, and you know, I thought, well,
I'll tell you what, a kid
had a big bass or something in there.
A kid could lose a digit or two in that situation. When I was a kid, I was nuts. We used to go to the local golf course, and a buddy and I would go swimming in the pond. And we'd shag golf balls. You know, we'd go down to the bottom of the pond, fill golf balls with our feet, and walk around in there and dive down and grab golf balls and pick 50, 60 golf balls out of there at a time. And the club didn't care. And then one day I saw two snapping turtles. I believe they were in the mating dance, and their heads were both as big as my fist. And we quit swimming in there after that. So.
Yeah, I used to get golf balls, too, and I was over in Virginia.
Yeah.
So I happened to see a snake in the water and said, oh, that's enough of this. I'm out of here.
Coon and Gordon Lakes are the water source for Cumberland. They're both lakes in Pennsylvania. They're the reservoirs for the city of Cumberland, Maryland. I had a good friend years ago, has passed since. His name was Paul. You remember the Pennsylvania miners that were trapped a couple of years back?
Yeah.
The one boy, Fogle, that was one of his sons. But anyway, massive amounts of water moccasins that swim in those lakes.
Pardon me.
Copperheads. He thought they were water snakes. Got a good close look at them one day, and he quit wading in Coon and Gordon Lakes. So
yeah, I haven't seen one around here for years, but I have seen them down in here before.
Oh yeah. Hey Bruce, we're done. Gotta go.
Good talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye bye. Steve, we're sorry we didn't get to your question, but if you want to stay on till the news is over in the next hour, we'll come right to you before we talk to Brenda. All right, that's Steve in Baltimore, has a question about fishing license. Find out, Brian, find out what he wants to do. And now it's time for me to... for you to